You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
All right, we're wrapping with Patrick, who has his first battle of Roycey throat in how long, Patrick?
Gotta be 5-6 years. I had it every year for 50 years probably, and then it would move like March, April, and then October. It was vague as to when exactly it would occur, but it would occur every year. And then 5-6 years ago, I stopped getting it. Maybe I matured out of it a little late, but
growth spurt.
And this time it showed up again. A lot of people thought it was allergies, pollen, but I never got tested for that to find out. But anyway, I don't think it is. I don't have any other allergies, so I don't know what it is. It's hereditary, I guess. But
you sound
I'm
fine.
Bouncing back. I'm bouncing back. I'm doing good. So anyway, so I watched the Twins game yesterday.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, that one did not make me feel. It got so bad that I had to turn the sound down and just glance up once in a while to see what was going on. I was reading something and doing some other stuff, but that was a miracle victory. That was a tribute to the White Sox. That they, they looked pretty good for two games. You were trying to figure out how they could be so rotten to have lost 10 in a row and, just be off to the worst start in White Sox history. And then they showed us again. They reminded us again yesterday when the Twins kept filling up the bases for them in extra innings and they still couldn't score a run. And the Twins finally won. Twins, 7 runs on 5 hits, right? 5 hits in 12 innings. 2 nights earlier, they had 3 hits. I don't know how many hits they had in the middle game, but they probably went out of there with about 15 hits in 3 games. This offense, this attack stinks. They're not gonna make it. They gotta do some. I don't know what they're gonna do. They can't. I was thinking they'd call up Kirilloff, but apparently, because he got option, they can't call him up for 10 days.
Right.
Unless somebody's injured. Now they could kind of put Larnick on the DL for loss of vision or some damn thing. What could they come up with? He's now gone blind. Is that what they could possibly say or something? He's making Sano look like a contact hitter. He doesn't get a foul ball. Every breaking ball, he just misses it by a foot and then goes back and sit out. I think it's 10 strikeouts and 12 plate appearances, but it seems like more. It seems like 100%. What happened to him? He's awful. I mean, this is what he was, and then they liked him in spring training, and he started off well, and now he's in a funk that, once they send him back, they may never see him again.
All of these concerns. What are they going to do with all of the talent? They have too much offensive talent. There's no place for Kirilloff. Suddenly he's going to clean himself up.
Hitters, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, good. Whoever thought we'd say, well, thank God we got Kepler to play one of the corner outfield. Yeah. Because this kid is just hopeless. They didn't play him yesterday. Also, this versatile bench, right? We heard about, they got these versatile. Yeah, they can play 3 positions. Doesn't make any difference. They're none of them are Solano. Okay, he's a marginal non-major league player. Willie, whatever his name is, Castro. And the other thing that bothers me, why do you let Vasquez hit against a good right-handed pitcher in big situations late in the game? He's not a hitter. He's a 230, 240 guy. Might bloop one in once in a while. But he's completely mismatched. And here's another thing. Their catchers got to lead the world in letting balls go to the batting backstop, don't they? Yesterday was Jeffers. Vasquez, he reaches for them and they're not there. He's supposed to be this great defensive catcher. He's horrible at blocking the ball. at least he's been so far here. And they got a lot of flaws. These fellas got a lot of flaws. And I don't even know if the when you watch them play the White Sox got way more talent. Way more talent.
Oh, yeah.
The lineup they're setting up there. But they're just screwed up. But if they ever – the Twins are going to win half of them. So can the White Sox figure out a way to win more than half? I don't know. They're way under 500. But this team, you look at the schedule they got ahead of them. Who are they going to beat? Two out of three? They're gonna win one out of three about eight times coming up here. So I don't know. I guess they can't hit. You know, that's
and Miranda is what, like 220 right now?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I think if you look back at the old ball writer talking in the spring to saying, take into consideration the fact we might have already seen the best Jose Miranda will ever be. Mm-hmm. We might have seen the best of him because they might figure some things out with him. And it looks like they have. It's, you know, he's just because he had a, you know, you remember he started off lousy, then he hit pretty good last year. And we said, oh, this is him. You know, well, maybe it isn't. Maybe what we've seen the last 2 weeks is him too. So there's always a possibility that marginal athletes like him are not really great hitters. And he's a hack at third base. I don't care what anybody says. So, and then Correa. Whew, what if this is it? What if he's a 250 hitter?
He's Mark Belanger. We didn't realize we're getting Mark Belanger, one of the great gloves.
Yeah, right. What? You look at that Orioles lineup for 100 years, you go there, and they had all these superstars, and then they had this guy batting 180 and Earl wouldn't take him off the field. Earl wanted a shortstop who could catch the ball and throw it to first base, and Belanger did that. But yeah, he is. He's a great shortstop, but man alive, this is he treats us breaking balls like a foreign object. He does. I mean, he's swinging and hacking at pitches. You know, one thing we should take into consideration is Buxton's doing pretty well. Buxton's, mm-hmm. You know, Buxton's got worse at him than this. He had one of those strikeout periods, but Buxton's got that month when he can hit 210 too. So, you know, I don't know. It's that was a brutal baseball game to watch, and it went 337. Judd, 337.
Longest game of the year.
I was very disappointed.
Yes, 12 innings, okay, and you know. When the other team loads the bases every inning, it takes a while, right? How did they avoid scoring?
They worked very hard to not care.
Yes. Yeah. God, it was terrible.
Yeah. The offense, Pat, is I hit 151 throughout that three game series against the White Sox. 151. Yeah. They couldn't drive in a run. And then of their extra base hits, half of them were home runs. So just four doubles. Four doubles throughout the whole three-game series.
You know what is amazing, Declan? That among your left-handed power hitters, Joey Gallo isn't the number one strikeout guy. When you have the left-handed guys and you got somebody who can strike out more often left-handed than Joey Gallo, you have accomplished something. That is damn difficult since this guy is the world record holder for all time in percentage of strikeouts, and you got a guy who's worse. That's unbelievable. Larnick, he must have to have a fan on when he goes to bed at night so he can stay used to that cool breeze that he has.
He's dedicated the season, Patrick, to Miguel. That's what you don't understand. Yeah. He misses Miguel so much, he says, I'm going to honor him by striking out as much as possible.
Yeah, but as I said earlier, Miguel had more foul balls than this guy. More than, you know, Miguel would usually for Miguel, strike one was a foul ball. Then he'd chase a couple of things that were in another time zone. But this guy is he got his swing. He swings at the breaking ball and it ain't there. He's, you know, Casey Stengel's greatest quote ever was about Ron Swoboda was his rookie outfielder with the Mets. And he's playing right field. And he said, he leaps for him and they ain't there, is what he said. And this guy swings at him and they ain't there. That's, he just misses him by a foot. What happened to him? He's awful.
Yeah. Have you guys, I'm jumping in middle conversation here, but have we found a way yet? I know that's it's a super complicated matrix on the 1927 Yankees here. Have we found a way to get Kirilloff in the lineup for a couple at bats? I know it's really tough.
Apparently when he gets option, he's got to stay there for 10 days unless somebody told me this on Twitter yesterday. I didn't realize this. He did get optioned. He was on a rehab, but right. Then they optioned him. So unless somebody's hurt, they can't call him up for 10 days. And I guess they can't claim blindness on Larnick's card and put him on the DL or something. So I don't know, but I would have figured out some way to get him. Somebody, you could call in somebody like Willie Castro and say, Willie, have you enjoyed your time here? Yes. Well, you're now injured. Okay. Yeah. We're going to put you on the DL for 10 days.
How does your ankle feel? It feels fine. Let me ask you again. How does your ankle feel?
Willie, option B is St. Paul. Okay. So what do you think? How you feeling? Not that good. I think I ought to go on the DL. Yeah. Stop being so ethical, right? We had Terry Ryan had a horrible problem with being ethical in these situations. Let's stop being ethical. Get Kirilloff in the lineup in Cleveland.
Yeah, do you want to win a playoff game or not? Okay, you have to skirt ethics if you want to break the 0-for-18 stretch at some point here.
The one thing they got to feel okay about is Pablo was okay yesterday. Pablo pitched good again. And the White Sox, you look at the White Sox lineup, they're not bad, but they're a bunch of dunderheads, but they're not bad. That Tim Anderson, though, he's an overrated. He's a very good offensive player, a hitter, but he's a mediocre shortstop.
That error was brutal.
He gives you a lot of boots, man. And that's what it took for them to finally score runs, because when they were here and the Twins won 2 out of 3 against them, it was mostly because of the White Sox horrible fielding. Remember, they just kept making errors. So I don't know. It was a disappointing 3 days in Chicago. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you sound great. I just want to tell you, is this
better?
Stage two of Roycey throat here? Where are we at here?
I hope there's not stage three, because it can get worse than this. But it's funny. I was sick for 2.5 days and my voice was okay. And then last night I said something to my wife and I said, okay, here it comes. and I woke up this morning, this was what I had. So it was
the voice. That's funny, because you start to feel better and then the voice goes after you start to feel better.
Yes, I'm doing okay today feeling wise, but it goes right to my throat. So yeah. Stella Lynchy, who I wrote about and we wrote about in the book, the opera singer and madam who my mother took me to when I was 11 or 12 years old to learn to speak from my diaphragm, and she failed miserably because I was too busy looking at the young women in their lingerie who were walking around the place back then over in South Minneapolis. And she failed miserably. I'll never forget her name, though. Stella Lynchy. I stayed there for 3 days. I said, what's this going on here? I was young and naive, but Stella did not do anything for my throat. But she did. She did change my view of relationships with young women, that's for sure.
You went in thinking you'd learn one thing and you learned a whole other life lesson.
Just from observation, unfortunately.
Far more important, too. Far more important.
That is true. So what else are we worried about this weekend? Not much, I guess.
Kind of amazing, because last week, it's like we were just talking just amongst ourselves earlier this week, too. You get the draft finishes up, and then you always kind of forget how quickly the Wild and Wolves playoff runs just abruptly come to an end the first day in May every single year if they make it.
All of a sudden, you're left with the only thing to do is to bitch about the Twins, right?
I know. Here you go, Twins. All right, this is your spotlight.
Yeah, it is. And this is what we got. They got, okay, I don't think you give them A because we get worked up about mini camps and stuff, right? And
don't forget the schedule release comes out next Thursday, Pat. Are you? Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to Judd Zolgad's mock schedule probably on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mock a schedule too. I mean, dueling mock schedules.
I agree.
I like mock scheduling better. Everybody else waits to see the schedule and then picks what wins they're going to have. Right?
Not here.
That's not what we're going to do.
You guys tell you when we're going to play somebody and whether it's a Monday night or a Thursday night or some other. What do you think this year, Judd? You got to get us one third. We're not good enough to be Monday night more than once, but we could have two Thursdays, don't you think? We're good enough to have
quite
a couple
possible.
Of Thursdays.
Could we get another Thanksgiving game too?
Vikings
Lions
right a few years back.
When was our last one of those? That was last year?
Yeah, Patriots here.
We won't get another one then. They move those around. Are we going to some foreign land?
No.
No, not next year.
What did poor Middle East do to deserve the Timberwolves over there for two exhibition games?
Star Tribune going, Pat?
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. I'm sure, I don't know, we don't go to all the regular season games, but I'm sure there's lobbying to send me to Abu Dhabi or whatever.
Abu Dhabi, I believe it is. Abu Dhabi is where Garfield used to send Nirmal on the cartoon years ago.
They're going to play on the island that was built, right? I think they built an island, right? With all this wasted sand. So, what are we doing? I mean, you think a bunch of, they hate us over there. What are we going over there for? We might never get any of these guys back. Hey, what's with Kaprizov? Is he staying in this country, Judd?
He made no commitment to that, which concerns me mightily.
He
won't commit to it. He said he hasn't. They I think basically said, please stay. And he's like, I'll think about it, which means he's going home.
I'll think about it because he doesn't want the Russians to get Russians to get mad. That
I think he's going to go back and see his parents. It's really disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Well. Well, if he disappears again, it'll be just like the playoffs. So, right?
It really will be. Yeah.
second time he's done that. If we don't see him next year, it'll be like this playoff series. We didn't see him there either. So that's the way it goes. Is getting worse, isn't it? God, I thought I would be getting.
Give us, before your voice completely fades out, give us your big final take for the week. What's your biggest, what's the last tank, the last drop of gas in that car right now, Pat?
This Twins lineup isn't going to work, but I don't know what you can do about it. I don't know. The moves they made have not helped them hitting-wise. Joey Gallo doesn't help you. I don't care what they say. Christian Vasquez doesn't help you. Solano doesn't help you. The fact that Larnick's terrible.
You need Kirilloff and Royce Lewis at some point to save the day.
Give you a little pizzazz. But my thing was, I was going to pick the Twins to be like 76 and 86, and then I got intimidated. And picked them to finish 80 and 82. I wish I'd stuck with 76 and 86. That's what I say. But the division stinks, but some of those teams might get a little better. These guys aren't going to get any better. This is it. They're not, they got two. Louis Varland, okay, but he's not a big league starter. And so now the starters are, the rotation's a little shakier than it was. Sonny Gray's pitching great. And, the starting pitching is not going to get better, and neither's the hitting. So that's my big take of the week. This is a mediocre team at best.
All right. Well, go ice up, go rest up, get in the cold tub.
Monday. We need you Monday.
And we'll get you ready for Monday.
I got to talk to Succi today for Garage Logic. He can assess where this Ricey voice is compared to 30 previous years. So he's an expert on it.
Sounds good. All right, there he is. Patrick Ricey. By the way, what I would do with Trevor Larnach, he just seems a little uptight, maybe needs some relaxation. I would send him to Power Lodge or Miller Marine, okay? Because from now through Saturday is your last chance to cruise on the lake in style and save cash. It's the Power Lodge and Miller Marine's Power Sale. And during this Power Sale, you can find the boat or pontoon that's just right for you and your next Remember When family moment. All the relaxation you need if you're Trevor Larnach, Judd.
Give him a pontoon and a keg of Surly and put him on out there and just allow him to get some sun. Relax. That's actually not bad. Not bad. In fact, you know what? Even Sports Dad likes that. That's a good idea for Sports Dad.
That's right. Head to powerlodge.com or millermarine.com. Get used to saving big. It all starts at the lodge, the Power Lodge. That's Ricey Unchained.